Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Jack Miller is here, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you might not know that name. That might be a name that's that you might not recognize instantaneously, but you're going to recognize this name. Have you ever heard? Have you ever seen a catalog that had the word quill on it and inside was chocked full of thousands of office supply opportunities for you to buy? I've been seeing quill catalogs all my professional career, and that's a long one too, by the way, folks. And the guy who dreamed that up, the guy who saw that possibility and who made that happen and turned it into an incredible business and then sold it to a bigger business, and after many years of working really hard, is Jack Mitchell. I'm sorry, Jack Miller. I had Jack Mitchell on the last half hour. Jack Miller is the guy who I'm talking about. He's the author of the brand new book, Simply Success, How to Start, Build, and Grow a Multi-Million Dollar Business the Old-Fashioned Way. And that's what I want him to talk to us about, is that old-fashioned way. Jack Miller, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations. I'm glad after all these years, after picking up your catalog a thousand times and buying some, we bought some stuff from you too, by the way, Jack. I know you'll be happy to know that. it's finally good to meet you.
Thank you.
Tell us about this old-fashioned entrepreneurship that you talk about. What is that? What's the difference in the old-fashioned stuff and the new stuff?
Well, the old-fashioned way is pretty much the way they did it when they came over from the old country. That's about the only thing I didn't do in my business. But it's starting very small. You just work like hell. You keep investing money back into your business. And
you started out all by yourself, didn't you?
Pardon?
You started out all by yourself, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I put a phone in my dad's chicken store and got a wholesaler to be willing to supply me with some merchandise, and I just went out and started knocking doors and began to build the business. And my brother joined me about a year and a half later, and the two of us just split Chicago in half. He took the north side, I took the south side, and we were just calling on people. My first mailing was a penny postal card. There were days when a postal card was a penny, with five sale items that I just sort of wrote on there. And that grew into one-page circulars, which grew into eight-page, 16-page, and so on. And we soon found ourselves staying in and answering the phone more than we were out selling, and we had sort of slid into the mail-order business. And we were the first office products dealer in the country to be selling by mail order at discount prices.
Well, your penny postcard is the equivalent of a website today, isn't it?
Yeah, mailings were the equivalent of a website, right. And today, I think Quill does about 60 or 70% of their business on the web, on the Internet, and a company that I purchased for some obscure reason after I retired, Successories, which sells motivational products and is a much smaller company, we do about 50-55% of our business on the web. That's the way to go.
So are you is Quill still sending out catalogs?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're still sending out catalogs and a lot of them, but they are focusing much more on the web also.
What has changed, Jack? If you had a, you know, I know a little bit about how long you've been in the marketplace. You probably got, you're old enough to have a grandson who's, or a granddaughter who's maybe wanting to start a business in their 20s or so, something like that. What would you tell them today that's different from what you experienced 50 years ago?
Well, actually, I tell them in a sense it's easier today to be in business for a number of reasons. Number one, many, many people, many companies have forgotten the idea of service, customer service.
Mm-hmm.
You see all around you that where customer service is bad. You know, you call some companies, one of these big companies, or even some smaller companies, and you get the recording. If you want this, press that. If you want that, press this. And by the time you get through and talk to a live person, if you ever do, you're frustrated. So I think customer service has not gone as well as it should.
So you think there's an opportunity for entrepreneurs to literally find some success, part of their success, by differentiating themselves from most everybody else by just servicing the heck out of their customers?
Absolutely. I think that's a key thing. Is that you service the heck out of your customer. I think another thing I'd tell my grandchild is that they should focus on one thing. There was in one of my granddaughter's classrooms in fourth or fifth or sixth grade, there was a banner the teacher put up that read, "No one can be good at everything, but everyone can be good at something." And I think that's important to remember. I think that you can outperform other companies simply by focusing on one area, becoming a tremendous expert, always reading everything you can about that area, doing everything you can. You can take a niche that a big company may be covering amongst others and become so good at that niche that that big company just can't even compete with you.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that I've noticed that is so interesting about the marketplace has been the development of niches and then even niches off of niches. And how many people have gone off into a niche and literally made a fortune just focusing on that, as you say in your book, putting the blinders on.
Right, absolutely. I'm a tremendous believer in that. And then the other thing I would tell my grandchild is you have to work very hard. You can't live a balanced life. If you're going to build a business and be very successful, you cannot lead a balanced life. And that's one of the problems I think a lot of young people have today, particularly those who come out of relatively well-to-do families and have it much easier.
You think they're not hungry enough?
Pardon?
You think they're not hungry enough?
Yeah, I think they're not hungry enough, and they want to live a balanced life.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Jack. Jack Miller, ladies and gentlemen, the author of the new book, Simply Success. This man has been there, done that, and bought all the T-shirts, and we're going to learn some more from him on the other side of these messages, including what he means by a balanced life. Stay with us.
Hey, Jim. This is Ray Keating, Chief Economist with the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Wow, 10 years as a small business advocate. Congratulations. You ask the right questions, provide great insights, and have a true passion for small business. How much do I get paid for saying all of this again?
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Welcome back, and thanks for hanging around with us. I know you're glad you did, because we've got Jack Miller here, ladies and gentlemen. One of the great success stories of the American marketplace, and the man who founded Quill, who later sold it to Staples, and now he's off slaying new dragons in the marketplace. Jack, I know you sort of retired when you sold Quill, but I'm glad you didn't really retire. It's hard to keep a good entrepreneur down, isn't it?
Well, one of my business cards reads Jack Miller, retiree, sort of. Hey, life is great, and I was afraid when I sold Quill that I wouldn't have anything to do, and I'd be stepping into some kind of a deep hole. So I got involved with philanthropy. I got involved. I bought another company which was losing money, Successories. We turned it around. It's now making a profit. And
congratulations.
Hopefully, with the headwinds of this recession we're headed into, we can continue to be profitable. And I filled my life with a lot of interesting things.
Well, I wanted to ask you about the balance. You said a minute ago you can't live a balanced life. And that sounded a little cynical to me, and I want you to explain yourself there.
Well, I don't think it's cynical. I think that in life you have to make choices. There's all kinds of things that you can do. You know, you can play sports, you can become a movie buff, you can tons of different things, and they're all great opportunities, but you have a very short lifespan, and you have limited time within that lifespan, and you have to make choices. So following that through, when you're building a business, you have to make a further choice. You know, how hard are you going to work? Do you want to work 5 hours a day? You're not going to be successful unless you're a genius, mm-hmm. and most of us are not that. You want to work 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day? And if you start doing that and you really stick to it, which I did for 43 years, you can build a business. It just takes that kind of time and that kind of energy. Now, you have to give up something.
Yeah.
You may not be able to go to your child's ball game or performance or something. You have to get up very early, perhaps, if you want to have an evening with your wife or your family. You have to start working at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, which mm-hmm. I did. And I don't think it's cynical. I really don't. Every successful business guy I know has worked very long hours. I know a lot of young kids want to come out of school today, and they want to say, oh, okay, particularly if they graduate from with a Harvard MBA or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, hey, I want to be a multi-jillionaire by the time I'm 35, and I want to spend time with my family, with my children, and take lots of vacations. And I mean, it just doesn't happen for almost all of us. There's mm-hmm. a few that may be able to do it, but the rest of us have to work like heck.
Well, you're right. There are those examples, exceptions. One of the things, though, that I think is interesting is how technology has freed us up so much. And whereas, you know, years ago, when you and I were you know, 30 years ago, if we wanted to be connected to our customers, we had to be in our offices, basically. But today, you can be connected with technology, and you can be at that ball game. You might have to take a call, or you might have to do, you know, respond to an email or something. But technology has helped to give a little bit of that balance back to us, Jack. And that's one thing I think is different in today's world than it was, say, you know, back in the 80s. Talk to us about branding. What are your thoughts on branding?
On branding?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Quill became very, very well known because, you know, a lot of our products, we went private label. We were the first one in the industry to do that. And so we branded more and more products. Of course, manufacturers said, oh, you can't be successful doing that. They want our national brand and so on and
right.
so forth. But we didn't do that. We went into our own private labels, which we could buy for less and sell for less.
Right.
But it's also having a consistent message. In other words, you have to have a consistent message in your company, and that starts by having a mission statement, defining who you are and what you are, and it goes on from there to building a corporate culture that really, really follows your mission statement. And you have to create a corporate culture. Every company has a culture. Some of them just happen, and some of them are developed. And everyone in your company has to buy into that corporate culture.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to live it. I mean,
and so you're saying your organization, you're saying your organization is a very important element of your brand, isn't it?
Absolutely, because you have to, everybody in your company that has to follow that, because there are people who are touching customers. Then
right.
you have people in your organization who are supporting the people who are touching customers, and they have to give good service just as well.
Jack, the book Simply Success is available in all bookstores now?
It seems to be, yeah. I walked into a bookstore the other day and asked if they had it. The lady said, yeah, and she showed me where it was.
Congratulations. Jack, I got to wrap it up. I'm going to get you back another day. Thanks for being here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.